This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The Toronto Transit Commission's Green Fleet Plan is on track to produce zero emissions by their target date of 2040. Transform TO is a citywide plan to reduce all emissions in the city to net zero by 2040. The current goal is 10 years earlier than originally pitched for the strategy. At a TTC board meeting on December 7th, Ben Case, Executive Director of Innovation and Sustainability at the TTC, presented that the TTC is on track to meet their goal. In 2019, the fleet of buses made up 80% of TTC's total fleet of services, all buses running on diesel fuel. The buses' tailpipe emissions made up 97% of the TTC's total emissions. For the TTC to completely convert their fleet to electric, Case says they need 2,875 electric buses by 2040. Currently, they have received funding for 400 electric buses, with 290 of those coming in 2025. These purchases have the TTC on track to meet their goal of 20% zero emissions vehicles by 2025. Case says,
we need to procure an average of 155 per year. That's just to maintain current service levels. With additional buses required to grow capacity and meet projected demand, the TTC will need yet unsecured funding for the additional 60 buses required in 2025 and all of the buses you see here on the screen thereafter. Of the 2,875 buses required by 2040, only 250 of those are for growth.
Phasing out diesel buses in exchange for hybrid and electric buses is the TTC's current plan. The TTC expects the last diesel bus to be phased out by 2032. However, hitting the zero net emissions requires the TTC to replace all buses with electric vehicles. In the TTC board meeting, Case says they expect to completely move to electric buses by 2037.
Through the Green Bus Program, we took delivery of our last fully diesel bus in July of 2018, and in that same month introduced the first hybrid electric bus. In February of 2022, we awarded contracts for 336 hybrids planned for delivery in 2023 and 2024. As of November 30th, 214 of those 336 had been delivered and 142 in service. The hybrid bus reduces emissions by 47% and offers a just transition for skilled workers operating and maintaining buses.